Welcome to another episode of First Time Leaders Accelerated. Leading people is the most important responsibility in the world, yet more than half of first-time leaders fail. Using my four decades of experience for leader development and culture improvement, I launched this podcast to teach you how to prevent these expensive recurring failures and accelerate the transformation of the right people to people-centered leaders. This podcast is dedicated to first-time leaders, those of you who hire and promote first-time leaders, and you solopreneurs who hired your first employees. I'm Timothy Dean Smith, your host and coach. At the end of each month, from January through July, I post these bite-sized episodes containing insight you and those you lead will benefit from immediately for a lifetime. And now, here is your episode. Today's conversation is about leadership, one of our three most important people skills. The other two are communication and emotional intelligence. To learn more about communication and emotional intelligence, listen to my April 13th, 2022 episode titled Endangered People Skills. I will provide the link in the episode notes. When you transition from an individual performer to a first-time leader, often you inherit something you did not create. Unless you are an entrepreneur hiring your first employees, you inherited everything, including the vision, the mission, the people, the culture, and organizational history. One of your first orders of business is to develop relationships with those in your care and focus on a concept that I pioneered, leader KPIs. People are the most important, period. Everything is accomplished with and through people. To learn more about leader KPIs, listen to my June 25th, 2022 episode titled Leader KPIs, Not What You Think. I will provide a link in the episode notes. Your transition from individual performer to leader begins before you commence your new role. Your transition begins when you are selected to lead. One very important point you must not forget. You were selected based on your performance as an individual performer. This performance won't work as a people-centered leader. Before you're prepared to lead, you must possess what I have developed as the non-negotiable first-time leader prerequisites. Having these prerequisites greatly reduces your possibility of failure and sets you up for a successful career as a people-centered leader. To learn more about the non-negotiable first-time leader prerequisites, listen to my February 14th, 2020 episode titled Preventing First-Time Leader Failure. I will also provide a link to this in the show notes. There are two leader development training phases all successful leaders must go through. These training phases ensure your development for the most important responsibility in the world, leading people. It's all about the training. The first phase is leader transformation, and this is where you acquire the skills to prepare you for the huge perspective adjustment from individual performer to people-centered leader. I like to call this going from me to we perspective. Some find it extremely difficult, while others handle it quite well. The second phase is leader transition, which prepares you for your first responsibility, leading people through this transition. Leading through this transition is tough enough, let alone everything that goes along with it. How you manage your transition from peer to people-centered leader will determine how successful you will be as a leader. Now, this transformation is not often thought of as an emotional journey, but it is. And it's not just about you, but all those involved. When you assume a leader role, you will experience various emotions. These emotions are natural. These emotions are also experienced by those affected, including family, friends, and sometimes the community, depending on how high profile your leader role is. This is where your emotional intelligence skills are so helpful. You need to understand what people are feeling and let them know you share the same feelings and emotions. There are multiple emotions to consider. The first is you may be taking over a team who is comfortable with the way things are. They may have the, "We are doing fine, don't change anything" mentality. There may be sad feelings because the previous leader was great, even considered a legend. There may be confusion surrounding the selection process or criteria used to select you. There may be one or more peers who felt they should have been selected. And some emotions will carry over while people adjust to you as their new leader. Your ability to see things from others' perspective is powerful, not only for you, but for everyone. If you consistently model empathy, you will see others in your social circles beginning to do the same. It's contagious. Are you prepared to lead people? Visit tdspi.com. That's tdspi.com and click on Find Out. Or click on Schedule to schedule our Get to Know Each Other conversation. If you find my knowledge and insight valuable, share this podcast with your friends and colleagues. Click the appropriate link in the episode notes to take your first step and find out if you have what it takes to lead people. People deserve to be led well. Make your leadership matter. Thank you for listening to the First Time Leaders Accelerated podcast. Take care.